Stephanie Mellish said, "Fear is an idea crippling, experience crushing, success stalling, inhibitor, inflicted only by yourself." And then Yoda said, "Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering." And that's the quote that I want to talk about today. You know, I'm not a big Star Wars fan, which I know is blasphemy to some of you, but in the Star Wars movies or storyline, Yoda is he sits in the place of the shaman. And the shaman in early cultures, in the hunter-gatherer cultures, were people that had decided to go off by themselves to live in solitude, at least for a period of time, so that they could figure out what is real and what's not real. And then other people, as they would have problems, the actual like role that they would play in the society is people would go to them with their problems, their spiritual problems, their psychological problems. Sometimes there's almost no difference. And because this person had sat with solitude and had sat contemplating what's actually real in life, they were able to kind of pull the layers back of reality so that people could see through it, kind of like what the Hindus would call Maya, the illusion of the ego and the life that they were living. And they would only do that, though, by pointing that person back to them. And what I find to be interesting is all of these shamanic cultures all come to the same conclusion, which is fear is this sort of animating force that's at a diametric opposition to love. And if you get in the habit of listening to this fear, it has sinister plans for your life. A lot of us like to think that we are in control of our lives. We like to have agency over lives. We like to be the one that decides what happens with our story. But you know, we can't in good faith say that we are the ones in control if we haven't learned what these animating forces feel like when they're in us. So I'm going to talk to you about a meditation that I've been working through that I found. So the idea of the meditation in the form that I heard it was to go to an aquarium. During the pandemic, we don't have aquariums, but I'm sure you can figure out some sort of a substitute. So the idea is that you go to an aquarium, you find something that scares you, something that you really, really don't like. And then you stand there and you study it. But as you study it, you're studying yourself. And so you are trying to, you have to get a little objective from yourself. And what you're trying to do is figure out, what is it about that thing that's scaring me, one? And what does that feel like inside of me? That's the second question. And you want to really sink into that fear, that feeling of wherever it's coming from. Now, of course, like with the glass and stuff, there's some mitigated risks. So you know that there's no real problem. I'm trying to do the same thing with spiders myself because I hate those sons of bitches. But you sit there and you study, what does this feeling feel like? What does this fear feel like as it is starting to course through me? And the reason that you do that, acute fear is one thing. But we have so many fears that we are not aware of. I'm going to tell you why. But as you begin to feel it, the reason you want to do that is because if you don't, you'll continue to make decisions out of that place and you won't know it, right? So you've got to name that feeling within yourself. You've got to have a reference for what does it feel like when fear is inside of me so that you can grapple with it. You know, fear, it has to be acknowledged. Just like any other emotion. I've talked about this on here before, but you can't just ignore fear. You can't suppress it. That's why the whole fearless mantra or attitude towards life is stupid. Like you really just don't have a choice. You have to feel it. But if you don't feel it, it's still going to manifest within you, but it's going to come out as something that you're not in control of, although you've convinced yourself that you are. So stay with me on this. I know it's a weird concept when you start talking about the psyche and us playing tricks on ourselves. But what happens is when you feel this fear inside of you, it's such an uncomfortable emotion. If you don't know what it is, you don't know how to deal with it, you don't know how to dialogue with it, right? Because this is the important part. When you feel fear, you can say like, listen, I feel you, I see you. You can even agree. It's like, yes, this is very risky. But I'm here to do something else with my life, right? Like I've got to go this way. And so you can make the decision yourself not to listen to fear. And then of course there's breath work and there's all of these things to work through the physiological components of fear. But until you know that, what's going to happen is that your body, which is or your psyche, which is looking for the path of least resistance, is going to default to more accessible emotions. So I've talked about before on here how it tends to be that, like, in the veteran communities and in the military, there's a lot of angry people, right? Like, the angry veteran is a meme in itself that everybody knows about, or a stereotype. And the reason being is because when you're in the military, you are forced to deal with all kinds of scary shit that humans, you know, are not naturally predisposed to feel or to be confronted with. And because fear is such a unacceptable emotion in that workplace, what happens is that you have to switch to a more accessible emotion, something that you can get at easier and that you can use to make yourself feel centered. Because that's what happens whenever you have an adverse physiological response to an emotion that you don't like. It makes you feel as though you're not centered. It makes you feel off kilter. And so what happens is we learn these coping mechanisms to center ourselves, right? To make us feel better. And so we go through our most accessible emotions. So for me, I was angry for the longest time. And the reason being is because I didn't know how to feel what was below that anger. Another really accessible emotion is hate, right? Fear is where hate learns to walk. I promise you that this is true. Because what happens is that there's something that you're afraid of, and understand that some of these fears are deep, right? Like there are tribal fears, because we developed ourselves in these tribal societies. We have very legitimate fears of people that aren't necessarily like us, and those come stock in our human unit, right? That's why these things continue to happen, or it's one of the reasons that these things continue to happen. We're constantly ignoring our own evolution, and we're just saying these like airy-fairy, like what we think should happen. Like everybody should be equal. It's like, totally, I'm with you. But we have to get there the right way, or it will always be a Band-Aid over a gunshot wound, and it will continue to bleed. And people will continue to suffer. And that's the real problem. And so what happens is you have this natural tendency to be scared of something that's not you, right? I mean, this is the reason that most of the military joins, right? To go kill people, to go shoot people in the face in another country. Half of the reason is because we are convinced that if we don't, they'll come here. Now, we can have a political conversation about this at some point if you'd like to, but understand that the actual act of doing it is rooted in fear. And until you have the choice whether to do it or to not do it, you're acting out of fear. And so fear is this place where all of these other more accessible emotions, they learn to walk, they learn to be validated, they learn to be accepted. You know, another really accessible emotion that grows out of fear in Western society specifically is greed. And so, because what happens is we have this fear of not enough, right? We grow up with this scarcity mentality a lot of times. And the world, by large, hasn't switched to an abundance mentality. Like people, that's like we've talked about this on here before. That's why when the pandemic hit and toilet paper sold out and there was nothing actually wrong with the supply chain of toilet paper, it was still gone because people are so used to living out of this scarcity model. And so what happens is we end up creating the world that we're scared of. And that's the real bitch of fear in the first place. It's like, you know, if you don't acknowledge it and accept it, if you try to turn from it and avoid it, you end up creating that thing in the world. And so the reason that I'm saying this, obviously I told you guys I'm working through a lot of fear things in my own personal life, because when the pandemic hit, I felt all of this like really visceral fear, and I couldn't figure out why, because, you know, the thing that I knew logically is that fear doesn't stop death. Like, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die. What fear stops is life. And so it was like driving me nuts that I felt like almost hijacked by this animating force that is fear, and I couldn't figure out why. And I realized that for me, that what's underneath that is like I just had this sort of fear that I wasn't done here yet, and it kind of brought that to the surface. It's like I don't feel like I've done my best work. And so you kind of have to make peace with what's below what you're actually feeling. So a lot of people are feeling hate and anger and greed and envy and all of these things that are their adverse human emotions that if you follow will bring you to like a really, really dark place, right? If you bring anger or hate or greed or any of these things to their logical conclusion, if you just keep following them all the way through your life, you'll end up in a place that not only is it worse for everybody around you, right, to like project scarcity and to project anxiety onto all of these people, not only is it not fair to them, it's not fair to you, because all these fears create a cage and they keep you trapped. I did an Instagram TV video on why fear leads to a more restricted lifestyle. It's pretty logical and easy to understand. So I'm not going to use this episode because we're already getting through 10 minutes here, but I just want to bring up the fact that, look, until you feel what it feels like to have fear inside of you, you will make decisions out of that place. You will shift gears to more easily accessible emotions. And it doesn't have to be that way. You actually can be the one in charge of what you do, how your life goes, how you show up to other people. But you can't be that until you come to grips with your own biology and the things that are going on below the surface. Otherwise, they will continue to show up in ways that you're not happy with or you wouldn't choose. The bitch of it is, you think you are choosing them, right? That's the thing. When I was angry all the time, I thought I was choosing anger all the time. But you're not angry. You don't hate people. You're just scared. And that's okay. Acknowledge it. Learn to work through it. And I promise you that you will like the human that's on the other side of that. Anyway, I love you guys. I hope you have an amazing weekend. We'll talk next week on Morning Coffee. We'll be right back.